I traveled. I started on day one on 5th December in Harding at almost 5 in the morning. I pushed till Paddock, which is about around about 57, 58 kilometers, and then I slept, I rested, and then from Paddock I pushed to Potchefstroom, and then we rested, and then from Potchefstroom we pushed to Scarborough, then from Scarborough we pushed to Durban, Dordie. Oh, the experience was great. First day was, of course, I had anxiety but excitement. But I pushed through. I thought the first day was going to be the most difficult one, because now it had hills and it just, it had a whole lot of hills. So I thought it was going to be the most difficult one, but it wasn't that bad, because I left Harding at 5:30. I think I got to Paddock at around about 6, 7. So that wasn't bad. And then second day, it was just a cruise down to the coast to Potchefstroom. Then the third day, oh, the third day was, yo, it was hell. The third day was the
Oh
most
my goodness.
difficult one. It was the longest one, and plus it had hills which I didn't know. I didn't anticipate, so it was up and down. And I actually left Potchefstroom at 5:30 in the morning, and I got to Scarborough at around about 10 in the evening. So the whole day I was on the road, and I know it was the most difficult one, but I enjoyed it, because I had a brother who was running in front of me, guarding the transport, the traffic, and assisting me when I need drinks and all that. So, and then the fourth day was a nice cruise from Scarborough to Amdundoti, and the support I got, my family, my friends, and people in our community, and other people who were just supporting us, it was just, wonderful.
Sure, that is.
When I got injured in March, well, I stayed the whole year. I was in hospital. Well, 6 months, 7 months, I was in hospital, and then I came back, and then I just had to make a choice whether I have, am I choosing to live or to die or whatnot, because I was depressed at first. As you would, but then when I decided to live, I decided to really fully live my life, and I decided this disability will not stop me to do anything. And I decided, you know what, I'm gonna be a beacon of hope to other people, because I'm in a better situation than most people. And so I'm just gonna try and live my best life and show them it's possible to live your best life as a disabled person. So just that people were just not even, it's not even a matter of giving something, or it's just a matter of just acknowledging a disabled person and just seeing them as a normal person. That means so much to us. Because now the problem is that we're seen as a bit inferior, or we're seen as people who can't do stuff. But hence, my organization is disabled, which is differently abled, not disabled, because disabled means like something has been disabled and it doesn't work or whatnot. So differently abled means we do stuff, but just in a different way. So now I just ask people in your community, your neighbor or whoever who you know is disabled, you just acknowledge them, just see if they're okay, if they're all right, and just acknowledge them as a normal person. As just as a normal person. And if you want to give, then the initiative, we're still raising funds for active wheelchairs. It's still ongoing. So you can just contact the my number, and then we direct you to Backup Buddy, or we direct you to an account which you can donate to. The number which you can inquire on is 076-266-7047. Repeat it, 076-266-7047. And I'd just like to wish everyone a great festive season, and that all the disabled people, that they must just live fully and just make sure that they don't get challenges to put them down, and they just make sure that they're living a full life, and with whatever they have, you don't need to be rich or whatever to have an active chair or whatever, or just try live where you are and just be your best person where you are. So yeah, that's all.
That is beautiful. Thank you so much, Musi. And
thanks
well
a
done,
lot, Maren.
Well done on your journey.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Have a great festive, eh?
Thanks, you too, Lauren. I
you
appreciate
too.
It. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.